Okay, we're up to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're up to Simon Aleph, Sif Katan Dalet. When a person wakes up in the morning, he has to the Skaber Kari, he wake up like a lion. The moment when he arouses, he awakens himself from his sleep, up to Dalet. The Omar, the Oimer, Moid Ani Lefanecha V'chulu Yakum B'Zrizus, he shall awake with Zrizus La'avoidas Habari Yisparach, to serve Hashem the Yis'ale, and shall arise. Kaidim Sheyiskaber Olav Hayetzah Haran. So he is just giving us some psychological approach. Before, when a person wakes up, he right away is, the Yetzah Hara is standing over him with a bat and telling him, go back to sleep. You ever have this problem? With complaints, utenuos lebal yakum. I once heard, a few times, different shoes that America, whole world, snooze. There's no such thing as barring an alarm clock. Doesn't have a snooze button. This snooze button goes against every single thing that it says in every Musa Sefer in the world. There's no such thing. You want to wake up, you wake up. This is the time you set the alarm clock. What's this business? You wake up. No. Another 10 minutes. How long was a snooze for? Standard 10 minutes? 9 minutes? So, whatever it is. So this whole concept, I remember hearing Rashi began to snooze, and they once told us to one of the old European Gedolim, they showed the alarm clock, there's a snooze button, you wake up, and you're still tired, so you push the snooze button, so you go for another 10 minutes. He couldn't believe it. Then the Bali, talk to the Bali Muslim Keln. You know, they were disciplined people. This thing doesn't make any sense. But that's the way the world is. What can I tell you? Kaidem sheyiskar v'ani b'saycham. Kaidem sheyiskar b'alacha yetzara v'tainas v'tenuos. Before the yetzara comes against you with tainas complaints, v'tenuos, and different arguments, l'val yakum that you should not wake up, yischachim olav l'hasiyah b'chayref. And you have to overcome him with wisdom, especially... Now, in the winter, what does the kama? What does the Yetzar say to a person in the winter? Eich tokum ata baboiker. Why do you want to wake up in the morning? Hashkem early. The hakor godol. It's very cold. Indeed, today it's very cold outside. With the kayitz, the yisir, and in the summertime, the Yetzar says to a person, Eich tokum mimitoscha. Vahadain loy savata mishenoscha. You're still tired. I betanis achedo suchodem, or other similar complaints. Kia Yetzahoro hu yodeh heitev. He is an expert. Lot sudme odam be meha. Moistrus, the Baal Yakum, the Yetzara has the best advice, the best complaints, and the best tricks to prevent the person from waking up. Ulchen kol Baal Nefesh, Hayore, the Chore Ledvar Hashem, he fears Hashem, he fears his soul. Tzorech Leskaber Lov, he has to overcome the Yetzara, lo Yishma Loy, and not listen to the Yetzara. Vyath Imichabit Lov Hadavar, even though here he's telling him it's very difficult, Mimne Kvedus Hagof Yatz Luso, person is tired or he's lazy. Yosim Magmos. Magmoso, Ritzon Melech, he shall apply to himself, Ritzon, he shall remember and always remind himself, Ritzon Melech Malchi Amlach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yasim Elibo, ki im hu im hoyokori oiso ezechodam. If a person had to go to work, a person had some to meet with an important person, Le'ez Ezek She Yarviach by Mammon, the prophet, Oligvo Ischovu, to collect debt that is owed to him, Oshoyokori oiso sheyatzil esmoidim and have said, or person is going to save his money from destruction. Kegoin im nafal the lake, if he hears that a fire is spreading in the ear in a city and his property is dir chodaymer, bevada hayizov lo kamyad, he would right away get up very quickly to go and to retrieve his money. Then they have some money of lo yishtrashi would not be lazy. V'chein im hayitzoch lechas avodas hamelach, he has a job. Hayakam bezrizos lo hayimishrashal pen yalilu olav, he would not go and hold back. Oh, maybe they're gonna mock me for waking up so early. I could limsay chein beini hamelach. We did. Al achas kamo v'chamo la'avodas melech malchi amlocham kolish baruch hu sheyesh lo lizor lekum b'mihius Mezuzah Perush wake up early to daven properly, to come early to davening and to say korbanos and to learn Torah, to do various things to prepare for proper davening. The hamargulasatzah, a person that accustoms himself to wake up early, to come early to davening and to learn before davening and prepare himself properly for davening. Arba chamesh pamim, four or five times. The kitzur shulchan is guaranteeing us. Just suffer four or five times, and then it will be easy. A person who really sincerely wants to purify himself from his sign or so, he's given this assistance from heaven. I'm not coming chashom to give musa to say anything, and this just want to repeat to you what made a very strong impression. I went this Sunday to Rav Avraham Shur in his shul, and he gives a very beautiful shur in Yaakov, and he gave a very strong musa shmuz. And I'm not just but not telling you anything. I'm guilty of all the things that he says himself, that he told us not to do. And he says that he's talking about the difference between Shacharis and Mincha. And he was saying that Mincha, everyone has an excuse. If you don't concentrate during, I thought it was amazing that he said that, because he's not so lenient with Avodas HaKodesh. And he said when it comes to Mincha, it's extremely difficult to concentrate during Shemona Esrei. It's the middle of the day, middle of work, middle of doing your various needs. It's very, very hard to really put in a good Mincha. Okay, so you have an excuse. But Shacharis, he says, he notices in among his chaverim that people now have a tendency when they wake up in the morning, they go online, they look at the news, they check their email, and they do different, they use the various gadgets that they have, they check in what happened overnight before they come to davening. I confess, I'm guilty of this as well. So he went on a tirade, but he was very passionate that there's no excuse for it. He says, you wake up in the morning, there's no excuse to clutter your mind with all of the activities of the world and your email and this and that. Update your Facebook page before you daven. The first thing you do, you wake up in the morning, your mind is clear, you daven, you learn, you daven. Nothing is going to happen if you don't check your email until an hour later. First you daven, and he went on, he made an impression on me, a very passionate demand that a person should purify himself in the morning, not distract his mind with all of these distractions before he dances. Mincha, no mincha, you have an excuse. You're tarud, but not shacharis. There's no excuse for it. That's exactly what he's saying over here in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the same exact theme. Okay, let's go. Hey, sif katan hey. In efshar, if it is possible, now he's going to discuss if a person can get up chatzos halayla. That was very interesting. Let's read the words. I'll talk about chatzos. If you can recite tikkun chatzos matoy, that's a wonderful thing. Kemoshen emar kumi, wait, rise up, roni, cry out balayla lerosh ash. Morris, at the beginning of the watches, the night is divided into three or four watches. At each watch in Shemayim, there are different sets of malachim which change shift. And those moments of time is an eis segula where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is receptive to being mekabel our tefillos. And the most ideal moment in time is the chatzos, is the middle of the night. At that moment in time, there's a change of guard in Shemayim, and that's a time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearns to hear our tefillos for the Beis HaMikdash. Uchmosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekoinein Beis HaKadosh Baruch Hu is complaining at that time. Shnemar Hashem mimarom yishag. Hashem from on high roars. Umimon kodesho yitin kolo, from on high, from his holy abode, he gives forth his voice. Shag yishag al nohu, he roars concerning his abode. Hashem is very disturbed that in this world there is no Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is Chorav, the place of the Hashuas HaShchina is no longer. And Hashem complains at Chatzos. The Omer Hashem says, Oy Labanim, woe to my children, Shebe Avadoseim, due to their sins, Hecharavti Yespesi, I've destroyed my home, Visharavti Yesecholi, I've burnt down my Hechol, my Beis Amigdash, Viglisam Lubain Haumos, I have exiled them among the nations of the world. We learned this old Mamish Blat Gemara in the beginning of Masech the Brachos. Let's say a person is unable to wake up at Chatzos. We'll discuss taking Chatzos in a few moments. But let's say the kids of Shulchan Aruch already takes note that in his day, not everyone is in the circle to wake up at Chatzos Halayla and be Mispalel. Yiskaber al kolpanim lakum koydim alois ha-shachar. Wake up before dawn. Okay, so dawn, what time is dawn? Dawn now is like alois ha-shachar, that we had the fast day.
5:50.
It keeps on changing. I wake up the morning. The morning does not wake me up. I get up before the morning. The shachar does not wake me up. And here the kid says something very we haven't learned much halacha yet because this is really hagdama getting into the halachas, but he's telling us a little chiddush in halacha, and the Mishnah Berurah is not so happy with this. The agam la'achar chatzos halayla yochol la'asos tikun chatzos. You can recite tikun chatzos even after chatzos. The ideal time to recite tikun chatzos is before chatzos. Is a little bit before chatzos. So if chatzos, let's say, is 12 o'clock, it depends on the time of the year. Either 12 or 1. Now it's 12. When you change the clock, it's 1 o'clock. But when it's 12 o'clock, so you say tikun chatzos at 11:45. 15 minutes. You usually should start to say before the chatzos, or if ideally to finish before chatzos. But here he says that b'diavad, even after chatzos, you could also say it. I'll discuss with you tikun chatzos in a few moments. You have it in that siddur chatzos? Don't have it. I'm going to discuss it. V'gam liyach chatzos alaylo yochol la'asos tikun chatzos v'yachak kach yasek b'torah. After you recite tikun chatzos, what should you do? You should learn Torah. Ish l'fi yicholos. So every person is different. V'shir mishnayos koydim l'chol davar. This is a very powerful statement. He's making a very powerful statement here. The kids Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah also says this, that the ikar thing to learn is mishnayos. Don't underestimate the value of learning mishnayos. Mishnah, it's nothing that for the nifter we learn mishnayos. Mishnayos is the same letters as neshama. It is the food of the soul. Mishnayos is the food of the soul. I mentioned with the same letters as mishnah is neshama. I mentioned with you this very beautiful idea from why do we recite Bamed Malik on Friday night? Right, Bamed Malik, and after we finish Kabbalah Shabbos, before we say Baruch Hu, we're mafsik. How we mafsik? We say Minig Ashkenaz, Bameh Madlikin, Perek of Mishnayis. Okay, Svaridin, Nusach Svarid says Kegavna. But if you Nusach Ashkenaz, you recite Bameh. Why? Why do you want to say Bameh? There are a million things you can possibly do between Kabbalah Shabbos and Shabbos. So it's really based on this, what it says here. The Iker food of the soul is Mishnayis. Because on Shabbos you receive a Neshama Yisera. What's the food of the Neshama? Mishnayis. All Torah, anything you learn is food for the neshama, but the neshama really derives the ultimate sustenance when you learn mishnayis. And that's why when a person is nifter, we learn l'zecher l'ilei nishmasai mishnayis. Shabbos, one receives a neshama yisera. The neshama yisera is hungry. After Kabbalah Shabbos, the neshama yisera is here. You have to feed it. How do you feed it? You learn a perek mishnayis, you recite Bameh Malikim Uvamoim Malikim. That perek mishnayis Masechta Masechta Shabbos, because that's the food of the neshama. So here he says a person has the priority should be to learn mishnayis. The Aliyah says Zeichel neshama Mishnah Oisios neshama. The ain't a bar hachi. Person is not a bar hachi. Yasek b'tehillim. The next best thing is to learn tehillim, to read or yasek to be oisek in tehillim. Umamodos. Now mamodos means I want to look. I'm going to get okay. Look, there are certain things that were said bizman shabes hamigdash hayakayim. The Klal Yisrael was divided into groups. Every person was a member of one of 24 groups. Just like the Kohanim were divided into 24 groups, Also the Levim would divide into different groups, and they would come and they would rotate, they would serve in the Beis Hamikdash based on the rotation. And there is a halacha that when the Kohanim are offering the Korbanos, and the Levim are singing Shira as the Korbanos are being offered, a group of Yisraelim must be present in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Shar, in the Ezras Noshim, and they would be davening. They would be davening and fasting. And they would recite various Tehillim and different, and they would lay. Part of the Nusach HaTfilah was they would lay from Chumash Bereshis, from the Shivas, from the 7 days of creation. And everyone in Klai Yisrael was part of a group, and you were called to duty, Miluim. You were called for service. You received a notice in the mail that your turn has come. You must show up on this particular day, on this particular week. It could be, it's a whole week. And you have to fast every single day and be in the Beis HaMikdash to be mispalel at the time when the Kohanim are offering the Korbanos for Klal Yisrael and the Levim are singing Shira. So in the some of the better Siddurim, very rare, they don't have this in most of the Siddurim, there is the Mamados, and these are these different Techinos, and to read the part each day of the week, it's a 7 day cycle. It's a, really a 6 day cycle, and you read the, what was different tefillos and different parts of Chumash Bereishis, which were recited by these groups of people. It's interesting that I saw in a few places that not only do they have avodos in the Beis Hamikdash, not everyone was able to make it to the Beis Hamikdash. So the people that were not able to make it to the Beis Hamikdash and were part of that group had an obligation to take off from work. You had to take off from work, and you had to go to your shul, your local shul. And all of the local Bati Kinyosios, Bati Midrashos, during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, had Namados. There people, everyone was divided into various groups, and if your turn has come, you don't go to work that day. You fast that day. And you come to your local shul. Ideally, you go to the Beis HaMikdash. If you can't make it, so you go to the local shul. There were groups in shul, and you would fast, and you would recite the various techinos and bakashos, and you would lane Kriyas HaTorah from the first Aliyah of Bereshis. The Sifrei Musar, or to learn Sifrei Musar. I mean, we'll tell you that there's a different, a lot of the places say every you should learn Musar every single day. V'toiv ma bekavana, meharbe shaloi bekavana. It's good to learn a little bit of kavana, meharbe shaloi bekavana. Therefore, better do little and understand what you're saying than to say a lot and not understand. Everyone knows the famous joke from Rav Hutner, Chaim Berlin. They only say one slicha. During slichas, you have a long slichas, so there could be even 10 slichas. They only say the pizmain. Now, so you should know it's not really shorter because, you know, the shuls I used to go to used to take slichas would take not more than 20 minutes. The whole thing. Every single word. From Ashrei, all the teeny little letters, all the teeny little dots, 20 minutes max. Chaim Berlin, they only say one, takes almost 40 minutes. So, saying one is not necessarily going to save you so much time. But Rav Hutner used to say, why do we say only one pizmon? Tov me'at sheloi bikavana. Meharbe shaloi bikavana. No, he didn't say what I said. It says over here, look what it says. Tov me'at bikavana. Meharbe shaloi bikavana. Better say a little with kavana than say a lot without kavana. Rav Hutner said, you know how we only say one pizman? Tov me'at shaloi bikavana. Meharbe shaloi
bikavana. Even though he says one, also not.
Unfortunately, that's the way the world goes. Ketana b'chiyah kol oisek b'tor b'layla. Anyone that learns tor b'layla, shchina kineg the shchina sinelishnas in the pasuk kumi rode b'layla. Arise, call up b'layla l'rosh ashmaris at the beginning of the watches. Shifchi kamaim libech, pour out your heart like water. Noichich pnei Hashem perish. Shashchina hi oz kineg decha. At night, in the middle of the night, during the night, is when the shchina is present. Oy, Amar Rabbi Sena zal shakol oisek b'tor b'layla. A person learns tor at night. Nikra eved Hashem. Shikamoy shenemar kol av. All of the servants of Hashem, ha'oimdin bebeis Hashem ba'leilois. So you want to merit this beautiful expression of the Eved Hashem. Who was called Eved Hashem? Moshe Rabbeinu. The hesped for Moshe Rabbeinu was two words: Eved Hashem. There were no long elaborate hespedim when Moshe died. Hayom Hashem Moshe, Eved Hashem. That's the whole. Therefore, once a person wants to merit, he has to learn Torah ba'leil at night. And nikra night. When's the night? Not like we think night is late at night, right? You after Maariv, stick around in the shul at night. No, that's not called night. learning Torah at night means coming early. You wake up, go to sleep, wake up very early. That's called night in preparation for the next day. That's the real way to do it. During the short night, wake up so early. At least you should exert yourself. At least you should wake up early enough that you can prepare yourself. You should at least wake up in the proper moment of time. What?
With reference of getting up.
Yeah.
There was one Rav of Parvish, he always got up very early, and he learned, went to his medrash, and he learned. One day, the whole power in Parvish went out. There was nothing, he couldn't see anything. One of the Bachrim, he's walking around, and he wants to see, he looks in the base medrash. Why? There's no light. This Rosh Hashiva, who gets up every day on time, no matter how early, he's there sitting. Nothing. He can't see, so he's just sitting there. So this guy walks in and says, Rebbe, what is, you can't see anything. Why are you coming? Why? This is black. So he says, do you think the Yetzer Hara goes away every once, twice? No. But Yetzer Hara comes every day. Every day, don't get up. Sleep another 10 minutes. Sleep another. Today, he would have helped me. Because there's no light, which I can't see. And I don't want him to say tomorrow, see?
Yesterday.
Nothing happened, the world didn't care. So that's why I came here now. You know, see, and that's what I think.
Okay, let's finish up. Ms. Marit Hillam, the Chen Shaparishas, and the Torah, and the Vim, and the Shadim Shugum, but Fia Kol, Hanu the Halachal, the Alam Balpe, Afilu Nisha, the Alam Balpe, Yesh, the Lizor, Shaloy, Alam Balpe. Porn Halacha, you're not allowed to say Psukim Balpe. Anything, Dvarm Shabich Sav, Iata, Rishai, La Oimim Balpe. The only exception is very important Halacha, you're not allowed to say a Pasik Balpe, you have to say a Pasik from the text. So the problem over here is, what do all these darshanim do, Bismana? All these darshanim, you always hear them saying psukim. So one answer, so the different answer, one answer is you don't say the whole pasuk. You only say part of the pasuk. Another answer is, it's if it's shogor b'fif, if it's a pasuk which everyone knows, then the halacha does not apply. Well, so the, what?
If you might see someone, some say that's also could be said. You don't want to be moitzi someone then.
Right, the only time the prohibition, the ikar prohibition is only when you're going to be moitzi. You want to be moitzi someone yidei yechayva by saying a pasuk, then you're not allowed to say it baal peh. But if you're only saying it not for the purpose of being moitzi alai deyechayim, just to teach you a pasuk, then there is no prohibition. But here the Kitz Shochner says that a person should be careful of halacha not to say baal peh a pasuk which is not shogur b'fif. Shem shung b'vakol lom baal peh, v'afil mi shiyodeh lom baal peh, yesh on l'zor shaloy lom baal peh, period. This summa mutter. A person who is blind is allowed, he has no choice, he is allowed to say it baal peh, zayin, yesh tumcho esper oimim techinois shebe mamodo, shem simon baruch ato Hashem shomei atfili. You do not make another halacha. Those who say the mamodos, it's hard to find the same which has mamodos. It concludes baruch shomei atfila. Do not say baruch ato Hashem shomei atfila. The only time you make a bracha was bezman shebeis hamidosh kayim. Then l'choir was the mitzvah derabbanan to have mamodos, and then based upon a smachta, then it's an interesting idea. They would say they would make a bracha baruch ato Hashem shomei atfila, but bezman has. That's only a minog. The mele you do not conclude with a bracha. You just conclude baruch shemei atfila ela yeshama baruch shemei atfila b'loy shem. Okay, now just point I want to make about tikkun chatzos. I always tell you that we don't, a lot of things we don't do today. Very few people wear benotam. A lot of things that are miyuchid for. Special people, but there's a concept you should at least do everything in your life once. People, they travel all over the world. They have to, in their life, they can't leave this world unless they'll see, they'll go to Paris, they'll go to China, they'll go to Japan. They have to be nene from this world. Everyone can relate to that. Everyone relates to that. Olam HaGashmi, you have to have the experience. You have to be able to say, been there, done that. You have to be able, in every different form. When it comes to Ruchnius, it's the same exact thing. Even though there are things that you don't do, those who do not wear Beinotam. That's it, you don't wear. But a person, once in his life, He has an opportunity. He's sitting next to someone in shul. He has a friend. He wears Rabbeinu Tam. One day, can I borrow your Rabbeinu Tam for the one to put on Rabbeinu Tam once in my life? And you put it on with kavana. You know, like a brach, of course. You put it on with kavana, and you say the four parashios of the tefillin: Shema, V'Hoyim, Shema, Kadesh, V'Yek V'Yacha. You have to experience every religious experience at least once in life. People can go their whole life and they don't even say Tikkun Chatzos even once. That's not right. A person, once in a while, you're up late at night, right before, it's 11:45, it's not so terrible once in your life to have the religious experience what it's like to say Tikkun Chatzos. And what is Tikkun Chatzos? So it's very strange that it used to be years ago, obviously, I mean, going back, Shulchan Aruch, everyone said it, unheard of. If you didn't say Tikkun Chatzos, you couldn't do a shirach. You couldn't do a shidduch if you didn't say. If you had a daughter, no one would want to go out with your daughter if the father of the girl didn't say tikkun chatzos. They would never push it. Who doesn't say tikkun chatzos? Today, most siddurim don't even have tikkun chatzos. I don't believe the art scroll siddur, the standard art scroll siddur, has tikkun chatzos. You have to go look. The siddur Vilna has it. The better siddurim have it. But what is tikkun chatzos? There are two parts. There's something called tikkun rochel. Let's be familiar with the terminology. Something called tikkun rochel and Tikkun Leah. Two different segments. Tikkun Rochel is the heavy duty part of Tikkun Chatzos. There are five kinos. Five, just like you have a Tishah, there's a kina, an elegy, a lament. There are five kinos in Tikkun Rochel. And then there's a whole series of mizmorim from Tehillim and Techinos and Akashas. And then there's something called Tikkun Rochel. Rachel is there are no kinos. It's just a collection of tehillin and various techinos, which we're familiar with mostly from slichos, from Yom Kippur, from all various parts of the year, different expressions of bakoshos. Tikkun Rochel many times is not said. You have to know all the halachos of Tikkun Chatzos. On days that you don't say Tachlun, you don't say Tikkun Rochel. But you almost always say Tikkun Leil. Well, Tikkun Leil you can always say. The ideal time to say it is a little bit before Chatzos. You sit down on the floor, you take off your shoes. No shoes when you say Tikkun Chatzos. And you sit near the door, near the mezuzah. On the side of the door near the mezuzah, you sit down against the wall, remove your shoes, and you say Tikkun Chatzos. Some people have a minute to take ash. You take ash and you put the ash in this place where you put your tefillin. Okay, so these are the basic gist of Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Rochel, Tikkun Leah. You have to follow the instructions when you omit the part of Tikkun Chatzos days. You don't say Tachn, you don't say Tikkun Rochel, which has the kinos. You only say Tikkun Leah, but you're always going to say Tikkun Leah. By the door, without shoes, ash on your forehead. It's an experience, a spooky experience, to mourn for the Churban, the Beis HaMikdash, and also it's brought down to mourn for the Sreifa Satora, not just for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, from the time when the Torah was burnt, the zilzal that exists in the world to the Kedusha of Torah. This is what Tikkun Chatzos is all about, and he brings it down, he expresses how important it is, but we don't do it. But at least we should have a sensitivity to what it is all about. Okay, so we'll stop here, take a break.